أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار ما كان لهم الخيرة سبحان الله وتعالى عما يشركون. وربك يعلم ما تكن صدورهم وما يعلنون. وهو الله لا إله إلا هو له الحمد في الأولى والآخرة وله الحكم وإليه ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم. In the last ayat we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described the scene on the day of Qiyamah for those who worshipped gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these three ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about His qualities that are unique to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qualities that we should always take into consideration, think about and ponder about. Allah says, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. And your Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzat, your sustainer, your creator, your nourisher, your cherisher, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates whatever He so desires. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all describes Him as the Rabb, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought us from a state of non-existence into existence. And after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought us into existence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala considered our condition, and according to that condition Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sustained us. The sustenance in the womb of our mothers was according to our condition. We came into this world, the initial stage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw to our sustenance via the breasts of our mothers, and that was a very great kudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues to sustain us. That Allah that had brought us from non-existence into existence and sustained us, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاء, He creates whatever He so desires. وَيَخْتَار, and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses. In other words, Allah chooses whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. Now here there is some detail that we need to understand and realize. On the one hand, the kuffar of Makkah began to object to the fact, although they called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Amin, al-Sadiq, although they testified to the truthfulness, the trustworthiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but just to create fitna, just to create doubt in the hearts of people, they began to say, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. That why was this Qur'an not revealed to some great personality, some person of status in either Makkah Mukarramah or from Ta'if? In other words, the city is a great city, so there should have been some influential person that should have become the recipient of this Qur'an, then perhaps we would have listened. But on the other hand, this is a yatim, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that when he was born, his father had already passed on, and Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was a yatim. So hence, how can the Quran be revealed upon a yatim? How can we listen to a yatim? But the reality was this, that he was durre yatim. He was the pearl of all the yatama, and he was the greatest personality after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chooses for the nubuwat whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. And the reality is this also, that not only did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala choose for nubuwat whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted, for everything else also. For iman also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose whomsoever Allah Rabbul Izzat so desired. And then we will find from all the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen the Ulul Azam, those Anbiya of resolution, Allah ta'ala had chosen from them, Allah had chosen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look at the reality of all the disciples, all the companions, of all the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose the companions of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of all the ummats, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen for to become the friends of Allah, the awliya, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala had chosen whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desired. Then ulama have also written that if we look at it also amongst time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen time that Allah ta'ala had found this most appropriate, and none can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at it, Allah ta'ala chose Friday over other days. That was the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you look at it, Allah ta'ala chose Laylatul Qadr over other nights. That was the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The day of Arafat over other days. That was the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah chose Makkah. Allah ta'ala chose the peace that is there where Baytullah is. That was the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there is no one that can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So insofar as persons were concerned, insofar as groups of people were concerned, insofar as place is concerned, insofar as time is concerned, all that was the choice of Allah, and none can question Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala about it. Ma kana lahumul khiyara, they have absolutely no choice with regards to this choice of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all fault. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most perfect. Wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far above that which they associate partners to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far greater than all that. Wa rabbuka ya'lamu ma tukinnu suduruhum wa ma yu'linun. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the second aspect, and that is the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that man can have whatever intentions he has in his heart. A person, Allah save us all, can claim and proclaim and make the declaration of Iman, but wa na'udhu billah, there is specks of kufr in his heart, or there is specks of nifaq and hypocrisy in his heart. That also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows. A person can portray himself to be the greatest wali of Allah, carrying out the greatest deeds and dressing in the most humble of ways, but what the condition of his heart is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows that. The ikhlas and sincerity, the hypocrisy and nifaq in a person, all that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. And whatever a person shows out, whatever a person reveals, all that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is in the knowledge of Allah. A person can be married for 100 years to a woman. He can be at her side for 100 years. Man and woman is at the side of each other. But he does not know what is in her heart. She does not know what is in his heart. That is only known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa huwa Allahu la ilaha illa hu. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no object of worship. There is no deity. There is no God. There is no one worthy of worship besides Him, besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Lahu alhamdu fil ula wal akhira. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all praise. Now here, it can mean at the very beginning and the very end. In other words, all times, Allah ta'ala is eternal, and as far as eternity is concerned, praise that only belong to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In this world, whatever we see and we praise, it is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so ultimately we will praise Allah. Whoever we see and we praise that person, he is the creation of Allah, and ultimately the praise goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or another translation can be, لَوَ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْغُولَى وَالْآخِرَى. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the hamd, for Allah ta'ala is the praise in this world and the praise in the hereafter. وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the sovereignty, that all sovereignty belongs only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And it can also mean the final judgment belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you be returned. So in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about these qualities that are unique to Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is for us to realize and understand the greatness of Allah, the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Speak about the greatness of Allah, remind ourselves and remind others about the greatness and the oneness of Allah, so that it becomes deeply rooted into our hearts. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.